From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Turkish F-16s have shot down a Russian fighter jet on the border with Syria with Ankara, saying the plane violated its airspace, but Moscow insists it never left Syrian territory. Reacting to the incident, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back and supporting terrorism, including the Islamic State terrorist group. He acknowledged that the Russian jet was shot down by a Turkish F-16 after Russian officials had earlier said that firing from the ground was responsible for downing the plane. VOA's Moscow correspondent Daniel Sharf has more details in this report.
Well, the Russian Ministry of Defense confirmed that an Su-24 was shot down on the Turkish-Syria border. They say it crashed on the Syrian side. And from their statements, they say that it was ground fire that brought down this fighter plane and that the two pilots inside were able to eject. Now, the Turkish side is saying, of course, that they shot down this fighter jet with their own F-16s, and they shot it down because, according to the Turkish side, it repeatedly ignored their warnings to get out of Turkish airspace.
And that is VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Sharp. Schools and the subway system remain closed Tuesday in Brussels, Belgium, as the city remained under tight security while authorities there tried to find the key suspect in the November 13th Paris attacks. Belgium's prime minister said Monday that because the serious threat still exists, that the capital will be on the highest state of alert until at least next week. This is VOA News.